I'm Marco Werman with The World. On his recent trip to Asia, Pope Francis defended the Catholic ban on contraception and birth control. Then, on the way back from Asia, the pontiff caused a stir by saying Catholics should not be like rabbits. And yesterday, Francis tried to clarify. He said that while he was in the Philippines, it gave him great consolation and hope to see so many large families who welcome children as a true gift of God. He also said large families do not cause poverty. A lot to chew on there. Reporter Sonia Narang has herself just returned from the Philippines, where she met people directly affected by the church's position.
The families that I met that do live in impoverished communities in and around Manila say that they have been unable to get any access to birth control because the church has made it virtually impossible for the government to distribute it for free. And a lot of these families make very little money. I spent time with a woman whose husband works in construction, and he doesn't even have work half of the time. So she said they can't even afford the 50 pesos or $1.25 for birth control pills. And she now has seven children. Even though she's a devout Catholic, she says it's because of the church and their policies that the government has been unable to provide this much needed contraception.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, you have a video in which we meet this woman. It's at PRI.org. And this is this poignant quote where she says she got pregnant, wanted an abortion, and the priest told her that's a sin. And she replies, but if I have the baby, it'll be like I'm killing them slowly because she can't afford to feed them. It's just kind of heart-wrenching.
Many of the women that I talk to are devout Catholics. They go to church almost 2-3 times a week, and they believe in God and they believe in the church's teachings. But then when it comes to birth control, they know that they need it to really give their kids a better future. So they talked about the fact they wanted to use it so that their kids could actually have better lives, so their kids could go to school because they'd have fewer kids, and so their kids could then get out of the cycle of poverty. So the women actually didn't see it as a sin to use contraception, even though they said their priests were telling them not to use it, but they said they would because they wanted their kids to just have a better life.
Why did the Filipino government wait so long to pass this free contraception law, Sonia? I mean, clearly smart people there must have seen for ages the connection between population growth, the church, and poverty.
Well, that's true, Marco. And what happened is that this bill was stuck in Congress for almost 15 years. And it was because the church is so powerful and they lobbied against it for so long. The other reason was that the politicians in power often decide whether their beliefs are going to dictate whether a law passes or not. And the new president actually passed this law into law 2 years ago. Again, after it passed into law, the Catholic Church lobbied against it and said it was unconstitutional. And that's what took even more time for it to finally pass. But it was actually the new president that said, this is going to help our people and we need to make sure this gets through.
Reporter Sonia Narang, good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.
Sonia Narang was in the Philippines reporting for the Ground Truth Project and the International Reporting Project.